is Davin's Den.
And we are back, and Joe has joined us. Hi, Joe.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Nice to see you again.
Yes, I was just telling Pip during the break, I go, because of jury duty.
Free Joe!
Yeah, grand jury duty. Grand jury duty. I was out by Riverhead, New York, which is right at the foot of the Hamptons. So I'm driving.
Well, they wouldn't let you in. That's as close as they're going to allow you.
They let you in the Hamptons.
Yeah. You're not Hamptons worthy, sir. Oh, unless you'll be serving hors d'oeuvres.
Talk about a terror watch list.
Good day. Now head west. But, you know, I'm all the way out there. It added an extra hour to the trip. So I was on for 20 days. 3 weeks ago, I got here at 8:10. And I'm like, I go, this isn't going to work. So I've been getting out of jury duty, you know, out there for the past couple of weeks. I've been getting out at 4:15. And I'm not going to make it. So I called in front of house. But you know what? It's nice to call in front of house for the simple reason is it is a 20-minute ride from the court to my house. Number two, it's nice to be in my house and I could just walk 20 feet
to dinner
after the show.
Yeah.
It's the house. The drawback is doing the show from the house, you know, after a couple of times, you're holding a phone and you can't get in. Like we had Dave and Heather last week. And I was out of a lot of the conversations because the conversations were so good trying to get in. On the phone,
not easy. Your phone was low. It was low. It was better than before.
Yeah,
but it was low.
But yeah, also it was very good conversation. So I didn't, you know,
listen to last week's show is what he said.
Yeah, well, it's the last week's show, but I didn't want to try to get in.
Nice.
You know, because now you're in a delay, and now you just derailed anything cooking live.
Dave and Heather are very good. What'd you you look injured? What'd you do to your right hand there?
This is carpal tunnel, and the carpal tunnel
is that for old people.
No.
Chronic masturbators. It's for chronic masturbators.
I've had it before.
She's playing name that O too much.
Yeah. Basically, what it's from is using a mouse. You know, the computer.
Is that
mouse.
What you call it?
No, right on. Okay, yeah.
And after a while, it gets. What happens? There's a little. It's like a little tunnel at the
nerves.
But
you've been off for a month. You were in. This is the month your hand should have recovered.
Yeah, but I started. I bought this thing about 2 weeks ago, and I've been wearing this thing. And don't forget, I've been using. I brought my laptop into jury duty just to go over some stuff for the show, stuff for my day gigs.
Complain how miserable you were.
Yeah, I
was watching your jury duty experience.
Oh, they weren't getting any of my jokes. The one guy,
it's like an audience.
One of the. One of the DAs.
Is that going to be your fallback tonight? Every time there's something funny, you're just going to do that fake little.
Can I
laugh?
Continue my story?
No, not with that attitude. I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah. So I can shut your ass down right now and send you back home, boy. Go on.
Just give me gas money.
No, you get nothing. You get nothing.
Yes, it's all money. But because one of the DAs looked like Flounder from Animal House. DA Flounder. Nobody got it.
Hello.
But I wasn't there with high schoolers. They were all my age, pretty much.
Everybody knows that movie.
And then what happened was
Animal House. That's a classic.
And then I forgot that I wasn't sitting at the table at the comedy club because they started talking about Sebastian Maniscalco. Oh, he's so funny. Do you ever see? Oh, look at the videos. I go, yeah, he's a great guy. I go, you know, fills the club. You know, always a great weekend. And they just like looked at me, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, because I don't care about the club's bottom line, Joe.
I know. Well, I didn't realize.
You thought they were going to care about the bottom line
of
the club?
No, but if you listen, I just said I forgot I wasn't sitting at the table at the club, and I mentioned that, not realizing they're civilians.
This is what happens when you have a hamburger deluxe at court. You lose track of where you are. They were serving great food. Joe thought he was amongst friends, but he was not.
they had the steak fries.
No, it's true, though. It's like you start to talk about stuff that nobody knows what you're talking about. And
I don't get it.
Oh, yeah. You're not that I do stand-up anymore, but it's like I certainly listen to you guys a lot. And it's like you start
nothing.
Talking like, wow, shots fired. No, but I mean, the thing is, it's like you start talking industry talk about whatever industry you're in, like radio. Mr. Helix and I have both worked in radio, and so you start talking about
past
that.
Tense, like this isn't even that anymore. Did you pick up on that?
Yeah.
And really, a little bit more legitimate than what your significant other's got going on there.
That's not true.
Yeah, we've had a better history than that station.
Well,
the show's had a better history than that station.
Yes.
So maybe nobody's really worked in radio when it comes down to it.
Yes, we both have.
Yeah, have you?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, sure we did.
I worked at WMCA.
You were actually fucking syndicated too, stupid.
I know.
You asshole.
I know that.
And you got a sponsor
right
here.
Stop right now. You felt bad at what I said? Listen to this motherfucker.
I know.
Because she insulted you too. She said you're not doing radio. No. What are you driving here for? Just to sit around a card table with some fucking microphones? You're not fucking doing anything? Fucking listen to this asshole over here.
Oh my God.
We should put her in grand jury for a month.
is it your time of the month?
Because I know. He's off tonight. He is off tonight,
no,
right?
Gonna,
I know, yeah, he's off.
I'm going to correct you when you make
he's
mistakes.
He's off.
Okay. Oh, he's on the warpath, yeah.
Nah, he's off tonight, no doubt, no doubt.
Not off at all.
No, this is normal, but it just seems
I'm
a little
taking
bit
names,
no,
motherfucker. Everybody's here. It's been a long time. This one's out, you're out.
He's got an audience. Oh, live audience.
Yeah, better than you fucking grand jury. At least I'm getting a reaction.
I have an extra pad if you need it. It's okay.
Oh,
dude. Like, a woman of your age needs pads. Stop it.
You don't know.
What?
You don't
know. I
know
your history. I know it has nothing to do with you. The only thing you have a pad for is to take a fucking nap. That's the only reason you would do it. Right? You want to go? We'll fucking go. I got both of you here. It's been quite some time. You don't want to fucking do this.
Wow.
You don't want to do this.
Because
I
won't
attack him because he fucking pays for this shit. You motherfuckers just subtract years from my life.
I didn't come here with the rule.
But you came here, so you should know when it's
several
possible.
Several years I did, but not this year is different.
You won't go up there because he's the biggest guy in the room. And that's nothing to do with money.
I'm the sarcastic Devin.
Be. We've had him and I have had that conversation.
What happened to sarcastic Devin?
He has a black belt.
He does have a black belt, yeah. But now it's to hold up his pants.
That's cute. Wow, sarcastic Devin. You went to like the dark side or something.
You're not driving
a right?
Welcome wagon tomorrow.
I know.
Oh, come on, Joe. It was my day.
Sorry.
Anakin becoming Darth Vader or some shit like that.
Welcome to the neighborhood, motherfucker.
Sometimes you gotta keep. Yes. Yes.
No muffins for you.
Sometimes
you
guys feel a little too comfortable. A little too secure.
I've been here 5 minutes.
After a month off. So, well, it's time to reintroduce you.
So to move,
I'm making radio great again.
It's time to make Davin great. I was just saying make Davin great again.
I am.
Finally,
the show is getting respected as not for the past several years, and I'm doing that because I'm taking a firmer hand, and people are respecting. I'll build a fucking wall, Joe. You won't even be able to get down those fucking stairs.
You missed us.
Of course I did. I can't yell at my family like this.
I know. You can't yell anybody like this.
I'll be sleeping in the car. Yeah. I know. It's all about
cathartic.
Knowing boundaries and knowing roles. I'm not stupid. I'm hostile and I'm effective, but I'm not stupid.
No, that's us.
Hostile, yeah. Wow.
Oh, shut up.
This is stable wow. Sponsor at eBay.
He doesn't have to give us a check for another couple of weeks. We're fine.
You can run out of the
money. Hey, a couple of weeks to think about things.
He's busy.
He ain't going to think about this
he's
shit after.
He's fine. He's not a snowflake. You
not
are
far from a snowflake.
I am not a fucking snowflake.
You're more like an avalanche.
Tonight he is. Jesus
Is that
Christ,
how you thought it would go with grand
crap.
Jury? You thought you'd say something funny to get a response?
No, I think you're pissed off that you didn't have a better line to retort.
That was a good line.
I think it's sad that somewhere out there,
line.
Someone's
but,
life
you know,
is fucking destroyed because Joe wanted to go home.
What is
it really?
You know that. What did Kung Fu Panda say?
Now he's just being a douche.
What are you, new?
He went from sarcastic to douched him.
It's a very small line.
I know, man.
I fucking good. Dance it.
It's wow. A fine line, really.
I don't think Kung Fu Panda is douchey, per se.
Yeah, it's pretty douchey.
No,
really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was a shitty movie. It was a horrible movie.
We dance on
oh,
that fine line every night.
I wasn't basing
night.
On its green tomato, on its fucking Rotten Tomatoes.
It really was a crappy martial arts movie. It was
no
terrible.
Idea.
I wish I never made it.
My children liked it.
I just didn't like it.
You're not a child.
Yeah, I like anything martial arts. It sucked.
I'm sorry the panda wasn't giving a realistic portrayal of martial arts for
no,
you.
No, he just didn't have it.
That's
didn't
okay.
Have
he's
it.
And I'm the fucking problem.
He's
arguing about
it.
The panda wasn't good for martial arts.
What's his opinion?
It's a fucking cartoon panda.
Okay. He's close to martial
it's not fucking Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
It's something that was drawn. It's something that a fucking sneeze wipes out.
Like
spilled coffee fucking wipes the Kung Fu Panda off the face
it's
of the
like
earth.
Stormy
it's
Daniels. Too much for too less.
He's
going to get my money's worth.
He don't give a shit what he's a Trump or a panda. He don't give a shit.
What's going on?
No, you can just nuts over everything. A Trump, a panda.
Look. When Rotten Tomatoes comes out with and throws a stand up penguin under the bus, and you think it sucks, we'll stand up for you.
I guarantee you, I will not be having
Devin
review.
As stand up penguin. Well, that penguin's obnoxious. Holy shit!
All right. Well, if I got the gig,
the penguin told me to go fuck myself.
All right. Two things. If I got
one, Devin's
the gig,
a douche now.
I would stick up for it.
Right. Okay.
And also, if I got the gig, all you motherfuckers are out of my life.
The basement, out of your life. Wow.
I can make those type of changes if I got a fucking Disney movie. Oh,
you even downgrade a Hanukkah cars only.
Stupid on show talking about stand-up penguin.
Like you wouldn't. Even.
And you're there so matter-of-factly like with that going like a motherfucker.
Like if you were the sidekick Nutsy the Squirrel, you wouldn't be on the fucking Good Day Show talking
about
it. I would
be there. Of course you would. You'd be on the fucking couch with a cup of coffee.
Of course you would. You'd even go to Matt Lauer's office. Touch me. I don't give a shit. I'm here to
promote. If the pain is good enough, I'll be the fluffer for the stand-up
penguin
show.
Katie Kirk, you need a proctology exam? I'm here. Yeah. Let's just talk about Nutsy the Squirrel. Yeah. I mean, so, please, you're as much of a sellout as I am.
Listen, I'll be the Summer's Eve douche woman. I don't care.
I tell you,
the
that,
why are you talking about shit you don't need?
The only thing about it is when
thank you, because I'm fresh as
the
a
only
daisy.
Thing with Nutsy the Squirrel is
I'm going to take your word for it. You know what? I'm not going to ask for proof. You know, usually a lot of the show times I would go prove it. Pip, I'm going to believe you.
Thank you.
She's not Snopes in that one. Now,
my question is this.
Yeah, Snopes it.
The pitch for stand-up penguin, they're going to go, well, Nutsy the Squirrel, where does he? There's no squirrels in Alaska and shit like that.
Who the fuck is Nutsy the Squirrel?
So where does Nutsy the Squirrel come from?
He's the sidekick
squirrel's been around
in the
forever.
Stand-up penguin show.
Squirrels are forever.
I'm so
the
lost right now.
See,
I got neurosis and psychosis.
Shut up. I'm making a fucking movie.
Pip and I are psychoanalyzing you through nut jobs.
Joe and I are making
a 3-hour show.
Joe and I, shut up. Joe and I are making a Disney. I'll unplug this shit. Let me explain how the movie takes place.
All right.
So what happens is, stand up penguin is doing what penguins do in Antarctica.
Right.
But they need him for a fucking zoo.
Right.
So they shoot him with a tranquilizer. We can't use it. So now he meets Nutsy the Squirrel.
Oh.
And he's doing his jokes, and Nutsy the Squirrel likes him and everything. Nutsy the Squirrel breaks him out, and then they're going to save all the other animals at the zoo.
I got you.
So that's how Nutsy the Squirrel and Stand Up Penguin meet.
And watch that fucking thing sell.
Pip.
And
why
the,
would
and
it?
All the
why
other
not?
Shit. We're riding and working. I just.
It's not crazy.
I say no fly list for both of them.
What?
I say no fly list for both of you.
I say definitely. No guns.
Bad idea. Bad idea.
My
NRAs go. The dues go up every time one of these guys buy guns.
I probably shouldn't have said it on the fucking air. Somebody's probably writing it right now.
Honestly.
So but it could work. Stand up penguin.
If he goes
with
for
his
a
G-rated
gun
jokes
with
for the kids.
Nutsy the Squirrel is his name. I don't think he's getting.
No.
Why wouldn't it be Nutsy the Squirrel?
Well, Nutsy the Squirrel is not getting a gun permit. We've just decided.
No.
It's a Disney fucking movie.
I know, but we decided that both of you are on the no fly list and
no
guns.
No fly list, no guns.
Well, how do you think the Disney movie's going to be? You take.
What do you mean we can't get on?
I'm afraid of Joe driving home tonight. He might lose his driver's license too before the show's over.
Hi, I'm Nutsy the Squirrel. I mean, I'm Joe.
Let me tell you something.
Just add that to my side, like a blue hawk.
Let me tell
you,
he's gonna get out of the car with his bad hip.
Shut up. Listen.
Cops, where you going? Where you coming
shut
from?
Up,
to find acorns.
If Joe ever landed a Disney role.
Yeah.
I would shit myself.
If Joe voiced
at Macy's window and give people 15 minutes to draw a crowd, but continue.
You draw flies before you got to draw that.
If Joe ever voiced Nutsy the Squirrel and it was a Disney movie,
right.
If he got pulled over by a cop, he would actually be able to drop the Nutsy the Squirrel card, go, hey, you don't know me, but your kids probably do. I'm the voice of Nutsy the Squirrel. And then he would issue Nutsy's little fucking catchphrase, and the cop would say, can you leave a message for my kid on my phone? And Joe gets away without a fucking ticket.
That's true.
Yeah, so don't mock shit, you motherfuckers. I got everything thought out. You guys think you're doing your own shit, but you got no fucking forethought. That's the problem. I am planning shit. So why you guys mock and don't understand, I'm giving Joe a ticket-free lifestyle.
Sensei, can you you teach me a little self-defense?
I have a better idea. Next time I come, Davin's doing the show while laying on a fucking couch. What happened here?
I have to get a longer cord.
A cool rag on his head.
Lying on a fucking couch.
Duct tape his ass to the
cool
thing.
Washcloth.
What happened to you, man? I just saw you a few months ago.
Pip will feed me grapes. It sounds like the best show ever.
Oh, my.
That sounds delicious.
I could do that.
Yeah, man, they make me with the little fucking pop thing, phantom.
Good, I didn't know what you should do. I like that idea.
Mr. Stupid, it's hot.
He's like George Carlin.
Brought it out too.
He's like George Carlin meets Sam Kinison. What the fuck's going on
I'm
with
sure
you?
I'm sure they did meet.
Listen to me.
No, combined.
We scratch at each other all the time, but there's a reason we're friends.
They just don't understand.
Yeah. Well, part of it is you're a squirrel.
I understand. So I'm scared by it.
All I'm saying is, it's not a crazy idea for the stand-up penguin and Nutsy the squirrel. It could fucking happen. That'll be our next project, the next thing we write.
Yeah, I can't take
like
it.
Like I said, the damn thing will probably sell.
Write a Disney movie.
Your project, my other side project.
All you gotta do to write a Disney movie for us is fight our instincts. Like, just go against
just the way we do stand-up,
too. That would be funny. No, you can't do that. That's for kids.
Yeah.
So you would fight your instincts.
Yeah.
It's like when you do a corporate show. It's the same fucking thing.
Fuck you, Nutsy.
Yeah, it's like, oh, no, not that.
Stand-up penguin can't say that. There can't be no bitchy Bullwinkle Moose. You know, it's got to be Manny Moose.
Oh, it's Manny Moose. You guys got to be on stage now. There's no crowd here. You got to go up. Time is time. Fuck this guy. No, we can't say fuck this
you
guy.
Were right there up until that point. Yeah. We're workshopping it. Not a crazy scene.
That was not a bad Bullwinkle.
No. What we're doing it, because we have to, we're trying to distract the zookeepers. So but we're putting on a little show. So the other animals are escaping. Nutsy is leading the rebellion for the other animals to go back.
Oh, I can just say, okay, okay, penguin, I'm going to loosen the cage. I'm going to go up and do 15. Then you go up and I'll unlatch all the cages.
Yeah.
There you go.
Why not?
His catchphrase?
Was that Boo-Boo?
That's nuts.
That's nuts.
Now you're getting it. So you fucking fought it, and now you get it.
No, excuse
I'm
me.
I'm so thoroughly
confused. No, you wrote a catchphrase.
I came up with stand-up penguin, God
You
damn
came
it.
Up with it?
Nuts.
I did.
Oh, I didn't even realize
Thank
that.
Thank you.
I came up with Kung Fu Panda, too, didn't
I? No, I didn't come up with Kung Fu Panda. I just called you Kung Fu Panda.
Hey, stand-up penguin, they're giving us summer money.
Funny. Inside, funny. I'm a penguin. I don't like summer anything.
Especially summer money.
See?
That's bullshit. And the whole zoo is packed.
All right. So what are you doing tomorrow? I'll call Chip. We'll write the fucking script. It's not crazy. We've written worse. It's not an awful idea.
I hate the Antarctic. My nuts are up in my abdomen.
That's right.
That won't make the cut.
You write that out.
That's nuts.
That's not very Disney.
That's nuts.
Yes, that's a good catchphrase.
Thank you.
We'll find you a bit part.
That's nuts.
You could be Rory Sparrow.
Rory Sparrow.
I think it was a basketball player.
Was it? I don't know. I don't do basketball.
I think that was a real person.
Rory Sparrow.
He was a basketball player. He's either a basketball player or a boxer.
Yeah.
One of those.
It's a bird with a bad attitude and a cough.
You're gonna be the cranky sparrow.
Sparrow.
You can be a cranky sparrow.
Sure.
All right.
I'm gonna go plots on that car. Sorry.
Plots.
I don't know.
Plots. You're gonna sit on the car because you're tired. You're a fucking sparrow, not a lummox.
A Yiddish sparrow.
I thought
enough Yiddish sparrows in cartoons.
Not enough. And the sparrow,
splashy
you
bastard.
Sparrow. Shush. Hear us out.
look at the bird seed they leave here. There's not enough corn in here.
That's it.
That's not enough corn.
That's it. Get Chip on the phone. Show's canceled. See if you like anybody, tell no one. Like, all right, let's get right.
It's not crazy. We could actually fucking write this thing. I mean, the animation, that's not our forte. I'll see what Pat Lamb's up to. Although I don't know if he's Disney material.
Yeah, because everything would look like an Indian hooah house.
Yeah, hooahs.
But yeah, we could write that script. We got the basis of it. I got time. All right, good. We solved something. All right.
Moving on.
You solved something. That's good.
Yes.
Great things were just,
Oh, when your fucking kids beg you to fucking see it.
Oh, it happens.
That's right.
Oh, it happened.
There he is. I just turned a little squirrel face.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like a good drawing, actually.
It is a pretty good drawing.
That's not bad.
If you're into a decapitated squirrel, pinch
instead
it
of
out.
Giving like angry eyebrows, because Davin's in a bitchy mood tonight.
Not a bitchy mood
tonight.
At all.
How am I bitchy? I just created a Disney movie.
Not bitchy at all.
You gotta get the theme song down. Everybody needs like that.
I'm not a fucking musician. You know? I can't do everything.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Yeah, all the Disney
the
movies.
Frozen.
The main character's gotta sing a song. You gotta sing a song. It's the rules.
All right.
Yeah.
You can't be a Disney character without a song.
That's right.
All right, so we'll go to Joe's house. We'll
something the girls will sing
and
over and
you can
over
listen
over.
To the sarcasm from the mountains.
There you are. Nazi.
I don't know if that's going to be a bridge. You said Nazi, not Nazi, right? Nazi the squirrel.
Van of my acorns!
Then we're going to hit...
starts walking.
Up the tree, Schnell! I am Nazi the squirrel!
Starts walking, does his little goose step. The goose are like, hey, he's doing our walk.
On the train with him! On the train!
Well, that really came out naturally, didn't it?
A little too.
I'm just so you bite
me. Take off if I'm nuts.
Yeah, nuts.
Of course, my sparrow starts dive bombing
Here's
and pecking
thing.
His head.
Here's the thing. You cannot hide from Nazi the squirrel in an attic because squirrels are good at climbing. So I don't know, where you would hide from Nazi.
There is a little girl. I will get up there and go under the door. And I'll find her.
Oh, my God. No. Who let the friggin' Nazi in here?
Aha!
who let the Nazis Spanish? Out?
Who let the
Nazis
out?
Oi!
I do not think the sparrow will be flying very much longer.
Oh my God.
I don't know if it's Disney anymore. I got to be honest with you.
That's a B story.
Yeah. I don't think Disney's going to buy this shit. Maybe YouTube Red.
How many bar stools am I saving in hell, by the way? I'm not
yeah,
sure if it's
honestly.
Four
yeah,
or get, three.
You won't be... Yeah. Skip the get a...
He's above this tonight.
No, I'm going along with it.
We don't need name tags when we're down there.
No, they know.
Skip the get acquainted party. That's what people go, you're going to hell here. We'll be skipping the get acquainted party.
You
know?
You think they have parties in hell?
No. I just, but hell no. You just go there and it's like hell and lava and fire and Satan.
Oh, so it's Hawaii.
It's the big island.
Or Amsterdam.
Oh, I love people. We're staying. Good. You don't mind molten rock coming through your living room.
People always do that shit. Well, I get it when a storm's coming or lava. Yeah. Although lava's not something you hear all the time.
No.
And
how many people
wild.
Know? I mean, they should know there because they have live volcanoes as neighbors. But
I
mean,
I like how you do like this comedic thing with your hands.
Oh,
am I right? They have live volcanoes. Am I right, people? I'm just saying. What's the deal with lava? Hello? Who are these morons?
I'm trying to act
you
out.
You live on a volcano.
Coming from the ocean meets the lava, and the steam comes up, and it's fucking poisonous. Who knows this?
I'm not going to the beach today.
People who live on a volcano should.
That's what I'm saying. Volcanoes for neighbors.
But people live where hurricanes come all the time, and tornadoes come. They go, nope, I'm going to get in the fucking trailer. Like, that always works out.
Yeah, really.
The hurricane knows.
It does know. Well, here's easy pickings. Here's some low fruit. Let's blow this shit around.
Ron White had the best line. He's going, yeah, I like these people that sit there and go, I'm going to wait the hurricane out. I don't mind that wind blowing. He goes, it's not the wind. It's what's the wind's blowing.
Wind does not know you. Wind doesn't kill you. Yeah. It's the shit flying through the air that kills you.
Well, literally, okay.
He's a great comic, man.
Know.
I love him.
I'm not idiot.
Free tater.
When the tsunami was washing back and forth, I'm like, so the water's really, hang on to something. I'm not picturing like the sides of people's houses are crushing against the tree you're hanging on
to. You're not riding along with
thinking,
a Buick.
It's like all the debris. I wasn't thinking about it, but it's like,
it's the shit like, the water
trucks,
moves.
Yeah. Rushing downstream at you. It's
water smacking in you won't kill you. The car it's carrying that's going to smash into your face is going to kill you.
Water will kind of kill you, too. It's called drowning.
There's that. But, you saw pictures of people hanging on for dear life onto, like, a palm tree, and I thought... Well, I guess if you were strong enough, you could still outlive it. And then
looks like a
the
great
debris
workout.
Coming.
Looks like a great workout.
No. I mean, it was terrifying. But I mean, I thought, okay, well, if you're strong enough, you could hold on, climb a little bit further up the tree, you could be okay. And then I saw the
then
debris
you meet Nutsy the squirrel.
Coming. Yeah. And then I jumped out of the tree to save myself to get away from Nutsy.
It's my tree!
Nazi the squirrel.
Not Nazi.
That's oh, it's nuts. We're back on Nazi now.
We're back on Nazi. We're trying to make it a little less Hitlery. Same show, less Hitler.
We got notes.
You started
put that
shit
in the promo.
Same show, less Nazi.
I didn't bring it up. The Jewish dude did. I was just going along with it.
Thank you, Panda.
I don't like that movie.
We just came full circle.
It's a fucking panda who studies kung fu and eats dumplings.
We did.
And his father's a bird.
His father's a bird?
Swear to God.
Was he adopted?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
His adopted father's a bird. He's right.
How does social services go along with that?
fucking CPS.
Worry about the bird beating the shit out of a panda bear. Panda gets pissed off. Put him with some fucking bamboo.
Yeah, no,
father's done.
Social service.
You think you're going to be able to lift up this kid? Oh, yeah. There's that.
Yeah, you're a bird.
That's some funny stuff.
You've never changed a panda before.
I'll just grab some dumplings, drop them in his mouth. Like, you know,
why is dumplings a bad thing?
I don't know.
It's just a dumb fucking thing to include in a cook. It just didn't belong there. Whoever
yeah,
wrote
it's
the
no Ratatouille, I'll tell you that much.
Because it was a talking panda.
Ratatouille
so
sucked as well. So a lot of these movies
I'm
are going
sorry,
downhill.
I'm sorry, kids' cartoons
man
are not appealing to you.
No, I got to watch every friggin' one. I got two boys and two girls. I can't escape. I got to watch Cars and Frozen.
Okay.
There's nowhere for me to go.
Well, you got
hanging it all.
You got your little Star Wars shirt on. It'll be okay, pal.
But this is not. You know, this is a political Star Wars shirt. I'm making a statement.
Yes, that you like Star Wars and you shop at Kohl's. I understand.
Kohl's. I ordered this online, douche.
All right, fine. You have internet.
You sucked.
You have
God,
internet
so
access.
Mean.
Why? What's going on with Kohl's?
Speaking of which,
I do have
what's
to.
That?
My fucking phone, wiseass. Remember BlackBerry Lives Matter?
Welcome to 2003.
God, I finally broke. I broke the last
don't
BlackBerry
like
in New York.
Oh,
I broke the screen on purpose because I just got tired of it.
Do you still make BlackBerries?
Yeah, and mine finally broke. You don't even you weren't here for that show. Yeah. That's right. No, anyway.
Oh, Joe, you missed the BlackBerry show. Probably kicking yourself for that one.
It was actually a good segment.
Yeah, we're talking about something near and dear to your heart, unlike Kung Fu Panda, who you fucking detest.
Yeah, but he's very, very careful, because that thing that's near and dear to his heart, he just said that he broke the screen on purpose, so be careful.
Yeah,
the only thing near and dear to my heart is plaque.
I get it. Hey, that was good.
You know it's good when they go, hey, that was good. No, that's how you know a joke hit.
No, delayed reaction.
No, I got it the first time, but it was enjoyable watching you kids get it.
I had a shit to Nutsy the fucking squirrel and Nazi the squirrel. You're breaking my balls for laughing about that?
Well, listen, to be fair, Nutsy and Nazi do not get along. They don't know it, but they're brothers.
Oh,
but
they're evil twins.
Yes.
But it's funny.
Here's the twist. Nutsy's the evil one. Nazi's the good one. See, it just get you never know. Like
but
you
Nazi know doesn't think his brother looks squirrel.
What?
He doesn't look squirrel.
Nazi doesn't think his brother looks squirrel.
I like chestnuts on an open fire and other things.
Dun dun dun.
Well,
that
might
said
make,
he was the evil one. I'm trying to help
that
with
might,
the damn script.
That might wind up on the cutting room floor.
Funny, we
haven't. I don't know if that will be
stupid,
a ride at Disney World.
Notes.
Funny, we haven't seen any chipmunks in the neighborhood lately.
I'm so drinking when I get home.
As opposed to every other
to
night.
Get over this?
There's beer in the fridge. You want beer?
No, I got to drive home.
Yeah. Okay. And then he'll start.
Once I'm home, I'm going to be
all
wrecked
right, so
just trying to forget what these two morons talked about.
Yes. Now that we've had humor, let's get away from that.
Oh, yeah, stop that immediately.
We'll talk about shit Russ cares
the
about
the audience
again.
Will get used to it, and we can't have that.
Yeah, we're not talking about shit I care about. She's not Nazi squirrels. Or
we're going to give her a review of Kung Fu Panda number 3.
Fungal.
So many unanswered questions.
The third one. The third installment of the Kung Fu Panda movie.
Yeah.
Kung Fu Panda, different fucking show.
Yeah.
Can I have that beer now?
And somehow we turned it Italian.
I think it's the beer you brought when you came over.
Really?
Yeah, the course.
That's funny. So now I don't drink and drive, but I'm good. All
right.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll do some serious stuff to argue again. So this is about new hunting laws.
Oh, okay. Here we go again.
Yep. You're on the firing squad.
Does he look like a black bear to you?
Anything else you want to install? Let's say martial arts, guns, and hunting.
Martial arts.
He's kind of
that's every fucking hobby I have, Davin.
He's wearing a
what's
black
left?
Shirt.
Masturbation.
Yeah, okay, you just killed that too. Thank you.
Good night, everybody. Just tell a friend.
He is kind of furry.
You want your life fucked up? Come to Davin's Den.
We'll ruin all your dreams.
We're having some good promo tonight.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
This ain't no retreat, bitch.
Everything you enjoy, Davin will shit on. Why? Because it's funny.
I should put that on my Twitter profile.
Nah.
We'll destroy your dreams.
If you like something, I'll shit on it.
A lot of people made a lot of money doing that. So anyway, the Trump administration is going to reverse Obama-era rules barring hunters on sub-public lands in Alaska from baiting brown bears with bacon and donuts. Using spotlights to shoot mother black bears and cubs hibernating in their dens. Mm. The National Park Service issued a notice Monday of its intent to amend regulations for sport hunting and trapping and national preserves to bring the federal rules in line with Alaska state law.
Okay.
Under the proposed changes, hunters would be allowed to hunt black bears with dogs, kill wolves and pups in their dens, and use motorboats to shoot swimming caribou. These and other hunting methods condemned as cruel by wildlife protection advocates were outlawed on federal lands in 2015. Members of the public have 60 days to provide comments on the proposed new rules. Let me get through this and then we can all comment. I know there's a lot here. This isn't what you thought it was going to be.
I love the bacon and donuts idea.
Yeah, that'll
get me out of my fucking cave.
That'll get me out of my house. Sure, right there. Look, Joe. Holy shit.
Make us smoke bacon and some jelly donuts. Yeah,
that's going to get me shot, too.
Let me ask you a question. Joe's head or Sensei's head above the head?
They're both bald. We don't have a good rack.
I got bacon and donuts. I'm ready.
We don't have a good rack.
You might have plaques.
I'll take the Hormel. You take the Dunkin' Donuts.
Right. We'll go down together.
Might be a twofer.
So these, let's see. So the conservation of wildlife and habitat for future generations is a goal we share with Alaska, said Bert Frost, the Park Service's regional director. Frost should be in Alaska.
Yeah, he should be. That's perfect.
That's casting.
It's Shaq's brother.
Yeah. There you go.
Like Nazi squirrel and Nazi squirrel.
See, you're on board now. There you go.
I'm getting it.
Takes your time.
Delayed reaction.
This proposed rule will reconsider NPS efforts in Alaska for improved alignment of hunting regulations on national preserves with state of Alaska regulations to enhance consistency with harvest regulations on surrounding non-federal lands and waters. Alaska has 10 national preserves covering nearly 37,000 square miles. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game was pleased to see the National Park Service working to better align federal regulations with state of Alaska hunting and trapping regulations. Maria Gladzewski, the state agency's deputy director of Division of Wildlife Conservation, said in an email to the AP, Associated Press. She said the proposal is progress in that direction, and we appreciate those efforts. Alaskans benefit when state and federal regulations are consistent. Oh, this fucking name. Gladzewski said the state doesn't conduct predator control in national preserves. Predator control could be allowed in preserves only with federal authorization because such actions are subject to National Environment Policy Agency, NEPA, she said. Expanding hunting rights on federal lands has been a priority for Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke, a former Montana congressman who displays a taxidermied bear in his Washington office.
Because a real one would destroy shit. What happened to that legislation? Did you claw and eat the legislation again?
Come to my office.
We can't get bills passed.
I thought it was bacon.
Come to my office. We need to talk.
Yeah. Is a bear shit in the woods? No one does in my office, though.
Bring a box of glazed donuts with you, too.
Maple. Yeah. Maple?
Yeah. Maple. with mounted heads from bison and elk. The Obama-era restrictions on hunting on federal lands in Alaska were challenged by Safari Club International, a group that promotes big game hunting. The Associated Press reporting in March that Zinke had appointed a board loaded with trophy hunters to advise him on conserving threatened and endangered wildlife, including members of the Safari Club. President Donald Trump's sons are also avid trophy hunters who have made past excursions to Africa and Alaska. Colette Atkins, a lawyer and biologist with the advocacy group Center of Biological Diversity, expressed outrage at the rollback.
Biological diversity. We're all diverse. All of us. In biology. That's right. Some people use this science, some people use that, but we're all inclusive.
Is this about the bathroom thing?
No. That's not what this is.
I don't know where he was going.
All of a sudden, Joe had a flashback to the grand jury.
Yeah, free Joe. Make Joe free
Joe's
again.
Like, I thought I was sitting amongst friends.
I love that. That was great.
I had to.
Cruel and harmful hunting methods like killing bear cubs and their mothers near dens have no place on our national preserves, she said. The Humane Society of the United States said it would oppose the new rules. These federal lands are havens for wildlife, and the National Park Service is mandated to manage these ecosystems in a manner that promotes Conservation says Anne Frostick, a lot of frost in this, a lawyer for the animal rights group. This proposed rule, which would allow inhumane killing of our native carnivores in a misguided attempt to increase trophy hunting opportunities, is unlawful and must be final. So let's go around the room with a couple of questions here. Joe, do you consider hunting a sport?
It depends what you. It depends.
Just hunting in general. Do you consider it a sport?
No, I don't. It's not a yes or no question. It depends what you're hunting for.
Do you consider it a sport?
Pip, no.
Do you consider it a sport?
It's my favorite sport. Other than martial arts.
I would not consider it a sport. It's an activity.
No. if you've ever dragged a 120-pound deer a mile out of the woods.
Yeah, but the deer didn't know we were playing the game. The deer didn't know we were just having fun and he lost.
It's a sport.
No, I think to me, listen.
Sportsmanship is part of it. You got to be in decent shape. You're out there in nature. You know, hey, look.
I don't know. There's a lot of fat hunters who are drinking beers and hanging out and drinking all night.
That's a stereotype. Look, if you got to be in decent shape, you got to get out there before the sun's up.
Well,
carrying all kinds of gear.
Clearly, we're talking about some things that aren't what that is.
Correct. I got questions about this, and here's why. I'm a New York hunter, by the way. So in New York, we're not allowed to take shots over bodies of water. Okay?
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
That just makes sense for safety. There you go.
You can't shoot across a road, obviously.
Yeah.
And you can't shoot across a body of water.
Makes sense for safety.
The glare?
Yeah.
Throw your shot off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So that, here's my question. Why are they allowing that? You were going kind of fast. Here's the thing.
I think we know why they're allowing it.
If they're trying to wipe out bears, first of all, trophy hunters aren't going to shoot cubs. There's no trophy there. Nobody goes back with a little bear cub and puts it in his office and says, hey, look at the cool thing I shot. So that's weird.
A baby.
I know, that's weird.
You shot a baby.
Exactly.
You're proud. Right.
Yeah, nobody's going to mount that in their office in Congress and go, oh, dude, look at this.
But Russ, this gives them to shoot the mother, which you put up, and then if you shoot the mother, the humane thing to do, if you're not going to
you got
to
kill
the cubs.
Got it.
Right, so there's that loot out right there.
So now, I'm just trying to think, why would they allow, I mean, are they having trouble with biodiversity management up there? I'm not that familiar.
Well, here's what I've been finding.
What have you been
basically
finding?
What they're saying at the end of this article that we just said is they're saying the proposed rule, which would allow inhumane killing of our native carnivores in a misguided attempt to increase trophy hunting opportunities.
No, it's killing cubs aren't trophy hunting.
But they're talking about wolves and bear.
Female bears as well?
Yeah, but yes,
they're not big trophies.
But here's
that's
the
why
deal.
I'm scratching my head on this one. I'm a little lost.
Deal.
To answer your question, but anyway, continue.
The reason that they're enacting this. Okay,
yes, why?
Basically, we live in New York. And you know, it's
different.
Rural areas, but here's the deal. In areas of Alaska, there's no supermarkets close by. And basically what it is that they depend on the harvest of moose for food. They're looking for the food. And
is that what this is?
But this isn't moose.
It's caribou. No, it's caribou. Caribou and bear.
But what the problem is.
Yeah,
is
caribou
that the
and bear.
Who's eating wolves?
But can I finish, please?
No, wolves are to manage the herbivores. Yeah, well, and they're dangerous. You don't want to live by wolves, trust me.
But it's a federal reserve. You're not supposed to be living on a federal reserve. I'm not talking about in your neighborhood.
This is off reserve, it said.
No, this is
federal reserve.
This is on
or
a
nearby.
Reserve.
Nearby,
no,
it said.
On a federal reserve.
On the reserve.
Yes, on the reserve.
Hunting's allowed on.
It wasn't since 2015.
So now it is.
That's what
they might have a biodiversity issue. I'm curious. I want to read up on
this.
But
the bottom line on this is
I want to read up. That's very curious. As a hunter, I'm curious.
People up in that area depend on moose to
feed
their family.
Yes. Moose, caribou.
And what the problem is, and with them, it's we're not talking about moose. Yeah, we are, because what the problem has been is that the wolves and the bears have been decimating the moose population.
Okay.
And it's a matter of survival up there. It's a different way of life up there.
I thought it would be a biodiversity issue.
Now, with the story, they're going to be giving donuts and blah, blah. People are not going to be hanging out like on Jaws, like a big lark. There's going to be oversight on that. But the problem,
who's going to do the overseeing?
They're strict. You don't want to mess with DC.
No, we don't know. No, we don't know what this administration is going to be doing. Who's going to be doing the overseeing?
Do you think Donald Trump's got better things to do?
You don't
want to
mess with DEC.
I think Donald Trump's playing to his base and making the sun happy.
Devin, you don't want to mess. That's one thing I do know, being a hunter. You don't want to mess with DEC.
They
don't even need a warrant. They can walk on your property looking for animals.
But they're not going to now.
No, the game wardens, they're tough day. Walk those.
Why do you need a motorboat to hunt a swimming caribou?
Well, from what I'm hearing is maybe the herds got too big, and when that happens, you get disease.
But that goes against what Joe said, where they're using it for food. Because once a caribou drowns, it's not very tasty.
Well, they're not eating the caribou.
Yeah, yeah,
the
hey.
No, but you can eat caribou.
Okay,
yes.
But they're not stating it there. They're basically, the food that they're talking about is moose. And the moose population, they're killing the the bears and the wolves have been attacking
the
calves,
moose. Got it.
And
now what's
I'll tell you what. A hibernating bear has never killed a moose.
You know what?
When well, no, they wake up though, and they're
when
hungry.
They wake up,
yeah, when
they
wake
go out
up,
and they start and kill the moose.
To Joe's point, when they all
shoot
give they all give birth around the same time. So when the moose are giving birth to their young, the bear wake up.
It's a matter
and
of
it's
survival.
Yeah, it's a matter
of survival up there. That's the only reason they're doing
not
it.
On
I'm confused
reserve,
about the water and the caribou thing
and motorboats.
I'm confused about that. Why that? I mean, I get it. I mean. You got them in the water, you got them. They can't haul ass on you. But are the caribou, are the herds getting too big to where it's a disease
it's
issue? Or
anywhere.
Are they overeating the grasslands for the moose?
That's what they do in some places. It's not stated anywhere. I haven't read that anywhere.
I want to. I'm very curious about this. Like I said, when I shoot a bear, a mother bear, and a cubs,
why
no.
Why are they doing this?
Yeah, so, see if
I don't have to look it up. It's because they are obsessed with overturning everything Obama ever did.
I think that's a big part.
No,
of it.
You think
not,
so? But this is
not,
so menial.
No, this is not the case.
He's overturned
in this case. It's
I know,
not,
but I don't see this as an Obama attack.
It's big to Ryan Zinke. So he started, and it's big to Trump's boys. Trump's boys like going, we've seen all the
let's
pictures.
Go kill things.
But like I said, a female bear's not a trophy.
Yeah. Well, neither to you.
I'm being honest, really.
Yeah.
But who knows
a female bear, it's not something you mount in your office and go, oh, wow. You know, it's not something you show off to your friends.
Usually
the male bears are the trophies.
Usually when they do population control, they target the males.
But,
they usually leave the females and the
no.
young.
But here's
no, if you want to target population... Emails.
In this report,
not when they have babies, they don't do that.
But in this report,
oh, well, I'm not saying killing.
You have to wait for a second.
All right.
If you say in this report one more time, I'm going to kill myself.
I'm really curious about this. I'm really curious because there's a reason why, and it's not because of Obama. There's
you
something
can't say that when he's overturned everything else. You can't say that.
There's other things
to
do.
To
I mean,
do
this
with
is
Obama.
This is very specific, wildlife target.
So? Because no, because
and I'll
what
tell you,
saying is this.
Moose and caribou and bear. By Trump boy standards, and I'm being fair here, they're not exotics. The Trump
right.
boy is
and,
like exotic.
And
no, but I'm saying those boys are
those.
Hunt,
I know, but
hunters.
Yeah, but those aren't exotics, really. Those aren't giraffes and kangaroo and you know elephant. Those aren't exotics.
But these guys aren't even hunting. It's massacre. It's like throwing a stick of dynamite.
But
it's
not
let's
not
listen,
all
I'll be straight
massacre.
With you. I have.
Relaxing the rules. They're not going. What they're saying here.
They're
is,
not going to do what the rules allow them to do.
But no, it's like
no,
how
those
do bears
throw those
and wolves
rules
affect
down, you don't
moose
want to
numbers.
Mess with it. I'm not kidding.
Right.
You don't want to mess with the rules.
No, what I'm saying is the rules will allow them to kill them sleeping in their dens. That's not hunting. It's not fucking hunting.
But if they're
it's not hunting, shooting a swimming.
So,
cow.
But they're they're using the hunters to eradicate the bear population is what I'm hearing. My question is why
it doesn't say that in the article.
Because you're not, again, you're not going to, first of all, when a mother's in a den with the cub, first of all, she's lost almost half her body weight because they give birth in their sleep. I don't know if you know this.
I
a mother, yeah, so.
I expect Kung Fu Panda to know all about bears.
Hey, kid, I'm a hunter too, jackass. A mother bear wakes up losing about 40% of her body weight because the young have been feeding off of her while she's still hibernating.
Okay.
So now you got these two youngling newborn bears, and a female bear that's about 40% smaller than she was when she went down for the winter. That's not a trophy. That, to me, screams eradication. They want to eradicate this carnivore for a reason. A moose, fish could be a reason. The caribou thing in the motorboats got my attention, too. I do want to read up on this some more. I don't think it's, you know, hey, I'm going to stick with my thumb in Obama's eye because I can. Something's happening up there in the refuge. Where
usually they want predators because it's things like caribou that the population like here we have a great huge deer over
yes
from time to time
yes
so then a lot of times they will allow the predators to they'll introduce predators into an area
yeah
to
and that's
help
well
control.
Well that's why Orange County has no turkey population. They released a coyote back in the 70s. Nobody hunts coyote. That's why there's a group of hunters I know in Orange County. We say whatever we're hunting, if we see a coyote, it becomes a coyote hunt. Most of them have mange and they're carrying diseases.
So well, that's, well, if they're carrying diseases like rabies, that makes sense.
I mean, the wolf thing, nobody, you know, people associate wolves with dogs. They're not.
No, but they've been in, a lot of wolves have been endangered animals for a long time.
But the whole thing about this,
I'm scratching my head on the whole thing.
The whole thing about this is that what they're trying to do is allow, you know, you have people in Washington and people that don't live in Alaska that don't understand what goes on up there.
That I agree with. Yes,
on the moose. And what they're saying in this is that the black and grizzly bears kill many young moose calves. Those that are 1 and 12 years, 1 to 10 weeks old. Grizzly bears also kill some adult moose during the spring and summer.
Correct.
Wolves kill calves and adults throughout the year. Together, bears and wolves kill most of the calves that are born and many yearlings and adults as well. This keeps the moose population at a low level and prevents moose
Got
from
it.
Increasing.
So they're this eradicating the food. All right, I get
this
it.
This is the food source for these people that live up there.
What's with the are the caribou eradicating the grazing fields? Because I know the caribou were highly protected before Obama, by the way. They were even protected under the Bush administration. I remember Bush, too, took a lot of heat because he wanted to open up for oil exploration.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And people had a shit fix. They have large, massive caribou herds up there. So I know even back during Bush's administration, that's why I don't think it's an Obama thing. Something's going on up there. Well, like you said, the local population depends on that food
source. And the whole
source.
Story, in
that's
a way.
That's very interesting. Here's where I'll give you pushback.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Give me the one regulation that had to do with preserving Mother Earth and regulations that Trump's in favor of.
But wait.
Give me one. Give me one.
But there is a reason behind this.
An actual quote.
All right.
He wants to denuclearize North Korea.
We all Here's. Do. Anyway.
Okay. Quotes. This is a long-awaited and welcomed announcement from the National Park Service. Representative Don Young, R., said in the same statement, I am pleased by this decision to correct an illegal Obama-era power grab. Okay? It's not just about the animals.
Was he trying? I mean, okay, let's say it was an Obama grab. Okay, fine. Whatever.
Whether it was or not, you could see that they perceive it is. That's the important thing.
Why did Obama do it? Was it to, you know, I do know there are parts of the Alaskan Preserve where there are families still living up there and they want them out. That I do know.
And they also want the oil companies out because they're polluting the oil and they rely on the fisheries. But we're not getting rid of that.
That I do know. And I'm for that too, by the way. I want that too. Keeping it clean up there.
Right. So, but what I'm saying is you can't say on one hand you're worried about the people living up there. On the other hand, you don't give a shit if you pollute the natural resources.
Well, to Joe's point, though.
You got to take it by point by point. We're talking specifically about.
People eating.
But I'm saying it's taking it, in this one,
the way the article states it, they never mention that people are depending on moose for food. And the reason that they're relaxing this is because the bears and the wolves are killing the moose, and it's decimating the population.
But like, is the government of the state of Alaska on board for this?
Yes, they are.
Because that's a home rule.
But they're also Republicans.
But the thing about it is that the way
we're talking about people eating, Davin.
It's totally different than the lower 49 down here. Right, lower 48.
But your argument falls apart, as I said, when the same administration doesn't give a shit about the local fisheries up there and people relying on that and eating from those food sources. So it falls apart. They're not intellectually consistent. Be intellectually consistent. Either you care about the native people up there and their food sources.
Well, how bad are the fisheries doing?
Badly.
Badly?
And this was a big...
The salmon runs up there, this was a big thing.
They wanted to open it to... I want to say it's oil, or it's either oil or precious metal. And this was like two big Republican...
On the preserve.
Yeah, well, it was like... It had been like where you couldn't do it because it was like the biggest natural salmon... a spawning area in the United States.
Okay.
And you had all these local fishermen relying on. So that, and most of them usually voted Republican.
Did they do it?
I think they opened it up.
I didn't hear anything about that.
Yeah, that was a big deal. It's a big deal, I would say, about...
You're destroying a fishing industry.
You're destroying a fishing industry to open up to either oil
right,
or...
Well, in terms of consistency for this, I don't know about the
And
fishing,
it's a consistency
sure.
thing. And then the story of this story...
People need food and, you know, your bio... I'm not saying right or wrong. What happens up in Alaska, that lifestyle, none of us can understand, first of
and
all.
And also, the story doesn't really mention the backstory of why this is going on. It doesn't
That's
also
what I
mention
want.
That it's going to be regulated. And also doesn't mention,
So what are the how many wolves are they allowed to kill in a year? Because here we have, after a certain amount of an animal is shot that year, that's it for the season. correct?
Yes.
So give me some numbers on how many wolves or bears or caribou could be taken in a year. Because if you give me a number and we can compare it to what the actual amount of numbers they go, okay, they're trying to keep it maintained, but they're trying to get reasonable numbers. You go, okay, you can make that argument. If they don't have a fucking limit on it, then you can't make that argument.
Well, they didn't say it in this story, and we don't know that. But I'm sure that they most likely would have that. You just can't have people going around killing. But basically what it is that the story mentioned that this was all for sport. It's not for sport. It's
no, that's not sport hunting.
No, it mentioned who was on the board. No,
there's a difference between sport hunting. There's a difference between sustenance hunting. And then there's eradication.
Listen, like, I don't have a problem with what you do because you harvest it, you feed your family. That's a different thing. To have a problem with what you do would be hypocritical of me when I go to the supermarket and I pick
up meat. I kill my own animal.
Exactly. So yeah. I have no issues with that. Yeah. It's not something I want
to
do.
But that's the lifestyle that you're used to down here, and I don't think that's why you're understanding what's going on out there.
Because that's not what you're talking about.
I really want to read up on
you because you can't give me a number.
Really.
You can't give me a number, and you're still...
Because I'm not in a computer. Pip, look it up.
Which number am I looking for?
How many wolves can be killed up in Alaska in a year? Like, what's the wolf population in the year, and how many wolves can be harvested in a year?
Like in New York, for example, coyote hunting goes from October 1st to the end of March. There's no tags. You can take as many as you want in a day. They're a bitch to find. I mean, it's not like you're running too store. Many. Yeah, there you go. Wildies there. But who knows what's going on? I mean, Joe does have a point. If you're allowed to kill a hibernating bear, a mother cub, with the cubs, that's eradication. And that's not trophy hunting.
That's what this is, though.
But that's not trophy hunting.
This is eradication.
Yes, that's it. Yeah, you're looking to eradicate.
Right. I'm not coming down on hunting.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same thing, like I said. It's the same thing where if you throw dynamite in a lake, it's not fishing.
Eradication's only, like down south they do that because the wild boar population is destroying crops.
But they're also not on a federal national preserve.
So they eradicate.
Listen, but that's a farmer, whether you agree with it or don't agree with it, that's a farmer taking care of his crop.
Exactly.
That's not on a federal reserve. What,
Devin, I'm scratching my head on this one. It's got to be biodiversity.
We'll discuss aerial shooting while we're looking on the other one. The state says the purpose of aerial shooting is to curb predator populations in a highly regulated way, a way that sustains large herds of moose, caribou, and deer that many Alaskans rely upon food, according to Bruce Dale, Director of the Division of Wildlife Conservation, Alaska Department of Fish and Game. All right, and they also say sticking to a specific protocol, only members of the public with special permission from the state, along with some state employees, can conduct aerial hunts.
Got it.
So now you're
going to... Let's not call it hunting, though.
But it's eradication.
But let's call it what it is.
That's eradication. But why, though? You got to ask.
But let's not put it under the guise of hunting.
No, that's not hunting.
Okay.
No. You're eradicating a predatory species for a reason, and it's being highly regulated. I'm telling you, Davin, state, if they set a rule regarding hunting, it's called hunting for the sake of an argument, okay? If they make a rule about hunting, DEC, or even federal, the federal law, you're talking about $10,000 fines. You're talking about jail time.
Yeah, we still have poachers, though.
Yes, we do, unfortunately, but let me tell you, very few hunters poach. You know why? The consequences aren't
freaking
worth it.
I'm sure percentage-wise it's very few.
Even in New York, it's not freaking worth it.
You poach in New York, a raccoon?
Dude, no, people poach deer in New York. It's unfortunate, but it happens.
What are they, like, eagles?
Hunt out of season. Yeah. They kill them out of season. Go, Pip.
Alaska's home to an estimated 7,000 to 11,000 wolves. Wolves have never been threatened or endangered in Alaska. They're found in nearly... all of the historic range. But it says despite a generally high birth rate, wolves are rarely become abundant because mortality is also high. In much of Alaska, predation by other wolves, hunting and trapping are primary causes of death, and diseases, malnutrition, and accidents to a lesser degree. Mm. So the thing is that it's not because there's such an overabundance of wolves. In the wolf case.
If they're spreading disease, that's a big one.
But it doesn't say that they are.
It doesn't say they're spreading diseases. That's one of the things that kills
but
them.
But if
that's
it's in
a big
certain,
one.
But
kills everybody. And if they're killing the herbivores, if they're killing, you know.
Yeah, but it's called, you know, there's a chain of life where it happens to be at the top of the food chain. You need predators.
Yeah.
You do, actually.
Otherwise, you don't have herbivores.
But when they start cutting into the herds that feed the people, being on top of the food
chain,
we manage.
Is there a caribou up there?
Well, they're saying that they eat sheep, squirrels, snowshoe hares, beaver, and occasionally birds and fish.
Well, we all eat beaver.
And so they Sitka black-tailed deer, mountain goats, and beaver are the most important sources of food. They also eat lemmings
and small moose.
No, they do eat the moose, okay?
They do eat the moose because in this they're saying...
Right, but it doesn't say... I'm sure they do, but they don't eat a lot of them.
It depends what kind of report you're reading.
And
the report from?
It didn't
say... No, not saying Pip's report's bad. I'm saying you can get...
It's from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
So it's the official report.
You can get 20 different reports with 20...
The state says the purpose of aerial shooting, and my story is to curb predator populations in highly regulated way, herds of moose, caribou, deer, and stuff like that, and according to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
Yeah, so what I'm hearing is if there is an abundance of wolves in a particular area...
Exactly, that was going to be my next point.
That's known to be a breeding or grazing ground... They'll allow a couple guys to go in there with a helicopter
right,
and thin out the wolf
going
population.
On a free for all,
that's
like
what I'm
you said,
reading.
Because the moose population, the wolf population.
No,
is
it's not like a pen of chickens about
disease,
to go to. Yeah,
because of them feeding on each other and so on and so forth. But if there is a certain area where they're prevalent and they're a problem,
they'll go in and knock them out. Yeah,
they're going to thin it down a little bit.
Yeah, it's not like a room full of chickens about to go to KFC.
You're talking about like a few guys doing it. They're talking about pretty much.
Well, they're saying no. They're saying it's got to be licensed. They're saying it's going to be regular. And licensed to a few individuals. That's what.
Where did it say that?
It's going to be.
Joe read that.
Only specific members of the public with special permission from the state.
Well, we don't know what the numbers are. It just means
no.
So that's what I'm saying. We need to know what the numbers.
But
are.
But let's say, for example,
listen. If there's 20 guys that can do this, you go. All right, these are the 20 guys. But if it's hundreds or hundreds of people, that's a lot different. You need to know.
But
in
I get it.
In a humongous size state.
I know. It's half the size of the country.
In Rhode Island, you know, I mean, Alaska is immense.
Yeah, it's half the size of the lower 48, if you ever measure it on a map to scale.
Yeah, but there aren't people all over the place up there.
I don't know exactly, but the people are up there, to Joe's point, depend on moose and caribou to feed their families.
And back to my point, if this government really gave a shit about what the people were eating, they wouldn't open up that lands that have always been closed off. For the fisheries to fucking pollute it for natural resources.
Large-scale mining in the Bristol Bay watershed poses serious risks to salmon and native cultures in this pristine corner of southwest Alaska, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency said in a report released on Wednesday. EPA said a mine could destroy up to 94 miles of salmon-supporting streams and thousands of acres of wetlands, ponds, and lakes. The report focused on the impact of mining in an area where a Canadian-based company wants to build a large copper and gold mine. Polluted water from the mine site could enter streams, causing widespread damage in a region that produces nearly 50% of the world's wild sockeye salmon.
And who's allowing that? Is that the state of Alaska? Who's allowing
that?
That was under the Trump administration, because I remember we talked about it.
No, forget about politics. Did that pass? Did Trump get that passed?
Yes.
Because that sounds
federal.
I'm
pretty sure he signed it. Yes, he signed it.
This is. Let's see. When was the news? This is.
That's
news.
If that is the case. As a sportsman, I'm disappointed. Yes, I'm.
But
very
that's my
disappointed.
Point. Then I'm all about being intellectually consistent.
Yeah.
So that's right. That's my problem with this.
Yep.
Which is why I said I don't have a problem with you hunting, because I'd be a hypocrite.
No, my whatever I kill becomes chili.
Which is fine. That's fine.
It's true. I kill except coyote. Whatever I kill, I eat.
I understand, but you're actually harvesting the animal. You're not putting it up to show what a man you are.
No,
you're harvesting the animal. That's fine.
I fill my freezer.
That's fine.
Yeah. And my kids love, they think it's veal parmesan, but my kids
hope
love.
They're not listening to
that. No, the older one, though, she caught on. Well, the two older ones, I should
say. Can't parmesan?
The taste?
No, not at all.
Really? The deer venison's much gamier.
Well, one, most people.
And leaner. Veal's not lean.
Most people who prepare venison just don't prepare it right. And it's as with anything, you got to get the blood out of it. You got to remember, the cows we eat, they're hung upside down.
Yeah.
Most of the cows we eat, ironically, they're killed by kosher method. The throats are slit, the animal's hung, and the blood's drained.
It's the way I want to go.
You got to get the blood out of the meat.
You can work that out.
Night is young.
You're not so good with a knife. Settle down.
I make
your carpal tunnel.
I make cutlets. I either soak them in salt water or red wine for a little while. Get the blood out of the meat. Pound them up. Yeah, fry them up. My kids.
I performed at some deer hunters thing where it was all these people that love deer hunting, and all the food was stuff they hunted. I ate it. It's fine. I get it. I don't have a problem.
Yeah, there's nothing more pure than a human being going into the woods and getting food.
No, I get it.
That's
how
the whole thing started.
I get it.
I don't have a problem with that.
No, I don't have a problem with that either.
I get it. When you talk about eradication, as a hunter, I want to know why it's happening.
It's like, all right, you guys chose to do something that's not too cool. No, not cool at all, really.
But you know what? Let's be honest.
And then fucking up a whole salmon spawnery pisses me off. When I hear that, I get upset.
Hunting sounds a lot different than eradication.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
This is not hunting.
No, this is
what
eradication.
What you do is hunting.
And I'll tell you what happened in the Midwest. A lot of people don't know this. In the Midwest, there were wolves all over the place at one time as Europeans started to go west.
Little blonde girls kept on showing up at their house.
Wow. I can't touch baskets. That one. I really can't touch that
Hanging
one.
Hanging out with grandma's shit.
If you had a...
Keep
if you had a
busybody questions.
The other ones kept on barging into pigs' homes. You know how, it was a problem.
See, that's why we got to stop this shit.
Shoot him from the air. We don't need a husband. We need a guy with a helicopter.
The three little pigs are in the chat telling you to fuck off.
Hey, Grandma!
He's huffing and puffing outside. What's wrong with you, you asshole? I made my house out of straw. I know it's Tornado Alley. I don't know how long this shit's going to stand.
I could imagine.
I didn't
living
see a problem
there.
With it at first.
It seemed like a good idea. Now, then this fucking wolf comes in.
Now I'm going out on a limb here. I think in
to
regard
to shoot a wolf.
Dude, have you ever seen a picture of a wolf?
I keep forgetting where I am.
Wolf?
Yeah, but it was civilian.
They're not small.
You did it for a month.
You're
huge.
Dick things yes. to come back.
You did it for a month.
Little
dog,
you're no.
You're welcome.
Yeah, their heads are like the size of beach balls.
Yeah, they're big animals.
Wolves, they're big animals, man.
All right, I'm not asking to cuddle with one.
But no, what I was saying, the early settlers out west would take a sick horse and poison it. Deliberately, so the wolves would come and eat it and die, and that was the method of eradication. Because you know the West was settled and more people started moving out there, wolves were a problem.
Mm-hmm. It's got bronchitis,
and huh?
You get bronchitis.
Yeah, it's listen. I'm not defending. You know, I'd like to think there's a reason why, other than fucking Obama. Yeah,
well,
really.
I think in regards to the fisheries. And the runoff
that's
from the mines, I think that they changed the rules about maybe three or four years ago, and the runoff really wasn't a problem, and they just reversed the rule on that to shut it down, where they were saying that it really wasn't a problem.
They said pipelines aren't a problem until we always have fucking spills, then they're problems.
Oops.
People aren't criminals until they kill someone,
but
they're criminals.
But, you know, and like I said, I'm not, well, this is a fact. I believe that might be the case where they felt that it really wasn't a problem, that it was overreaching.
Well, I was just going to say, in the first 100 days of Trump's presidency, 23 environmental rules were rolled back. And then overall, 67 environmental rules were rolled back under Trump. A couple of them were reinstated after legal challenges. But part of the thing is there's a major thrust towards rapage of the environment. It's just there.
It's there.
It's happening.
All right, guys, I live in Orange County. I know all about that.
Yeah.
I see it every day.
Yeah,
get it.
I know. And it's like,
well, as an outdoorsman, you should be pissed off
but
about
why are we okay
I am.
With this?
Good.
Why
yes.
Are we okay
listen,
with
I
this?
I am not an environmentalist. I'm a conservationist. There's subtle differences.
You don't want to hug a tree. You want to chop it up and use your hand to chop it down to pieces.
There you go. But
we've seen
I'm going to chop
well,
down one tree, not
skull,
50. So an environmentalist would be like, you can't ever touch a tree again. You have to heat yourself by warming your hands together.
No, I don't
a
think
conservationist would be like, I'm going to cut down one tree and I'm going to keep warm.
That's different. I don't think
it's like my Ocal philosophy.
I think people of a rational
between liberals
mind,
and conservatives.
I think people with a rational mind are fine with that usage of a tree.
Not every. Dabin, you're an open-minded guy. You'd
I think
be
people
surprised.
Have a rational mind.
You'll be surprised how many people aren't as open-minded as you.
Oh no,
it's scary.
No, that's really true. I mean, he
it's
is open-minded,
scary.
But
and Dabin judges current events in general from a very rational weighed perspective, and you're only about 15% of the country who actually takes that time to think.
Which brings me to this point.
And you're still a douche
America,
and you're angry.
You disappoint me.
You're still being a douche tonight.
Which
you're very
you
angry.
Do you want to go to Canada or Mexico?
I would move to Canada. I would move to Canada.
You would move to Canada? Get out of here.
They're very nice people.
It's an empty country for a reason.
It's like America
it's
light.
Chilly.
It's
America
cold.
Light. It's chilly. Have you been to North Dakota? Nobody's fucking hanging out up there either. It's chilly.
Yeah, it's chilly.
I go for the beer. The beer has got a higher alcohol content.
The Molson, right?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah. The band was up there years ago, and we were drinking, and we Aunt and I, Anthony Cumey and I, had like two beers. We were wasted. And we usually go, you know.
Anthony offered two beers, I'm sold.
No, yeah. Usually guzzling cases and cases.
Because if there's one thing Canada needs, it's more old alcoholics.
Yeah, there you go. Man, that's fantastic.
They're waiting for you, Joe. No, there is. Stamp your little pit. Do you have a passport?
Yeah.
Do you have a pet? Or you want a no-fly list?
I know. I don't know if you have a passport. It's been a while.
That's a
I actually have to get it renewed.
Then you can't go to Canada to drink your face off. Well,
no, I'm planning to go to Cabo if we're going to take that trip.
Wasn't Tom supposed to get on that?
He was. Is he in there?
No, he's not.
All right.
Only when you work the chat.
You're left of center, but you got to realize not everybody has that scope, man.
I understand, which is why America disappoints me.
People disappoint. Believe me, yes. Europeans are dumber than we are.
But you know what?
People disappoint me.
Are they?
Depends on
what.
They are.
They speak more languages, but that's socialist shit. They're just starting to figure out after 60 years it doesn't work.
Yeah, I know.
They're starting to wake up. And when Poland has more of a capitalist pro-business than the UK or Germany?
How about them, the United States?
Even the Germans these days. What a bunch of pussies.
How about the
We've thrown three wars and they haven't showed up.
How about the United
Since when the Germans don't show up to a fucking war?
They
What's going
wars.
On in Europe?
Well, they know how it turns
we've thrown
out.
Three
yeah,
of them.
Know how it turns
we've thrown
the
three
Germans
wars.
Germans are better at history than we are. They know how this shit's going
to
go.
And that's just in show. We bombed Syria. We bombed Syria. They didn't even send a fucking tugboat. What is going on in Europe?
What makes you think we're capitalist? We're not capitalist.
Quasi-capitalist.
Why do you say that?
I'd say we are.
Well,
we're quasi-capitalist.
For a number of reasons.
No,
quasi-capitalist.
I'll give you two. Oh, one by the left, one by the right.
All
right,
tell me. Oh, God. See, you weigh things, which is good.
Whether you like how it worked out or not, and some people do and some people don't.
Still an angry douche.
There's a lot to be angry at. We bailed out the auto industry and we bailed out the banks. That's
socialism,
not,
yes.
That's not capitalism.
No.
Right.
And now... We have, just to play both sides, because that was under Obama.
Okay.
And now we have a president.
I think McCain would have done it too, to be fair, but continue.
Whatever. I'm saying it happened.
Yeah. I get it.
And he probably would
have. Yeah,
Whatever.
He would have, yeah.
And now, and Bush was bored at that point too.
Yeah, I get it.
But I understand. And now we have a president who regularly attacks American companies. That's not capitalism either.
What do you mean by that?
Amazon.
Populism. You can call it
It ain't capitalism. We've never had a president who, at least I can't recall a president who attacks our American companies.
But the thing about it is Amazon has been Amazon is a concern that needs to be looked at.
That's not capitalism. The market takes care of it. Capitalism says the market, you're talking.
Careful.
No,
yeah, trust busting.
I was just going to say trust
busting. Yeah, that was Roosevelt. That's capitalism.
What's that monopoly on? The internet?
You
got
to remember, capitalism also leaves room for growth. You got to be, the trust busting is a capitalist
AT&T.
Virtue, my man.
AT&T. There was a bigger, there was a bigger merger.
Ma Bell. Remember Ma Bell?
There was a bigger,
got the ill communication.
That was similar to AT&T and what is it, Time Warner? AT&T and Time Warner.
Right.
There was a bigger one that the Trump administration allowed to go through.
Yeah.
But then because he's got a problem with Time Warner because of CNN, he did not allow the AT&T and Time Warner one. So again, intellectually consistent.
Not intellectually consistent. It's business. Government's a business,
That's not capitalism, though.
Capitalism is all about trust busting and letting the little guys succeed.
Yeah, exactly.
Not true capitalism.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
No,
yes,
not,
it
is.
No.
Robber
baron shit is not capitalism.
If they feel
capitalists are
Amazon,
against robber barons,
Amazon
we don't like the bastards
has been getting an advantage in their business sense over a lot of brick and mortar places and a lot of stuff, and it's putting a lot of places out of business.
And you think it has nothing to do with the guy who owns Amazon owning the Washington Post? You think there's nothing to do with that?
No, it doesn't have anything to do with that.
Okay, we'll take a break. I mean, come on. Come on, man. You can't just say that.
Then I want you then you go visit businesses that went out of business due to Amazon undercutting them, lost the brick and mortar stores because they're taking over everything. They're undercutting and they're shipping. Also, they're
it's
making
the future.
All these deals.
Hey, I'm a capitalist. I haven't Christmas shopped in 6 years.
And it's just worth the
time. Good for the consumer.
I do my Christmas shopping in 20 minutes.
Better
big
for
bang,
the
boom, done. They even friggin' wrap it for you.
Hey, you know what? You know what? Usually it's a fucking race for prices to go up. Look at the fucking airlines. Somebody adds a fee, the other one adds a fee. Then another fee.
Correct.
It goes up.
That's competitive markets.
Amazon, people have to make things cheaper. Hey, that's the way shit works.
If you're going to get free shipping now, we have to get free shipping.
Yeah,
once in a while,
but
it works out for
you. You got to watch the robber barons and the, you know,
and
trust busters.
You trust Trump to be, to do that?
I have to. My country depends on it. This isn't about, listen, I'm not bitter about an election.
I'm not bitter about an election.
Somebody
either.
Lost
a lot
it.
Of people are.
Damn it, people aren't over it.
Still haven't gotten
and he,
over it.
Even Dave Chappelle said it best. He was like,
the president's
he's
not
a,
over it.
Dave Chappelle is an African,
and
a
Hillary's
black American.
Not either.
He's a black American.
No, she mentioned she was making a speech. And she
people are
that.
Mad
because yeah,
Hillary lost.
Not over
it yet. All right, so
and
that's
they
want to
see
right.
Obama fail just the way they were. Racist douchebags in our country who are mad because a black guy got elected and right. Want to see him fail, even though it would fuck up our whole country. But as far as Clinton losing the election, and their voters were not excited for her. She had a shitty campaign, a shitty message, and I was watching a Dave Chappelle special. Black Democrat said voting for Hillary Clinton was like going down on Holly Berry, and then she farts in your face. And that's how he summed up voting for Hillary Clinton. And people are mad.
I guess if you make a whole bunch of specials, the writing can drop off right. A little bit.
But I agree with it. I agree with what he said.
That's what I said.
I knew Democrats who voted for Hillary but just weren't excited to do it. They
that's
were
fine.
More
that's fine.
Not want to vote. But listen, all this bullshit we're reading about, everything we're reading about now is about we were supposed to have a female president who had a shitty campaign, a shitty message, did not speak to 40% of the fucking country. Duh, big mistake. And
well,
people are bitter.
More people than he
and
did.
There's no difference between bitter liberals right now than the bitter conservatives who are pissed off because they had a black guy in the White House for 8 years. It's the same simple, stupid mentality of, hey, we're on the same ship, buddy. You know why I trust Trump? I have to right now, because if he fails, I fail.
No, you're a citizen.
My kids are fucked.
Your job is to question everything.
I do, Davin. You know me. I
well,
question
you just,
everything.
You just said I have to trust
but
him.
No,
no, you don't.
I have to trust that he's going to make the best decision possible right
what
now.
What has he done Because
if he doesn't...
What has he done bad?
If
what
he is, doesn't... Oh, now you're
well,
really
I
going to get him
I
started.
I think Pip just read a whole bunch of environmental...
Listen,
every environmental
I had to trust Obama with some things.
Hold on. Hold on. Let me answer this. I won't say every regulation that he overturned was bad. I'm sure there was some overreach in there. I know the Democrats like to make regulations. I get it.
Yes, they do.
But I'm sure some of that stuff, if we weren't looking with our little partisan hats, we go, nah, we should keep that. Like we talked about the pesticides like a year or two ago.
Right.
Where they were going to allow this pesticide that causes brain damage into kids that they've shown. And for years.
Yes, I remember. Yes, I remember you guys talking about. Yes.
And they allowed that. I think if we're not thinking with our partisan hats, if we were just thinking about what's right for our future and our kids, we go, you know what? We don't need that pesticide.
Well, David, we're moving more and more in our country where people are about party, not country.
I agree with you.
On both sides. And that's bad because the last time that happened, generals started defecting and Americans started shooting each other.
My biggest problem with both sides is everything is about how it's going to affect the midterms and not how it's going
everything.
To
affect everything. You are correct.
Or
and
it's going to affect
every,
us.
Every time I turn on the news, it makes me sick to my fucking stomach. Every time I turn on the news, it's literally campaign 2018.
Now here, I'll get...
It has nothing to do with the issues.
And I'm not going
to It has nothing to do with reality. It's not going to help my life. It's not going to help
Here's
your life
issue.
Or your anyone's
Here's
life.
The issue. Now, Trump...
It's about fucking Trump up and... Taking back to Congress.
Here's how you can see what power is. Trump actually ran. One of the things he ran on was term limits.
Yes,
which I agreed with.
Yes, of course.
Now a couple.
That's
things.
The biggest problem in Washington is fucking
I
term
agree
limits.
With him on that. A couple things happened. Mitch McConnell, leader of the Republican.
I hate that guy.
Whether
I really
you hate
do.
Him or not.
I'm a Republican. I'm allowed to.
No, I don't like him either.
What a douche. Okay. Well, really? If he got hit by a truck tomorrow, a country would be the swamp would lose a couple drops of slime.
Mm. Either way. Mitch McConnell, leader of his same the same party of the president, said, "Well, that shit ain't going to the floor. That's never going to happen." And so you go, "Oh, well, it's a shame Trump lost that battle." But then now a couple times he's waxed poetic, Trump himself. Well, you know, after he's seen some despots become presidents for life, maybe that wouldn't be so bad. Now you could say it's a fucking joke.
No, people said the same thing with Obama.
No. Trump has said it himself. Trump has said maybe it wouldn't be so bad. Now, you could say he was just joking, but let's be honest. We've all agreed. Even if you love Trump, you don't really have a sense of humor.
He's just
that
stop
rumor
it.
Went
Come
around.
On.
It's not a rumor. that he said it.
But even if he said it, he was joking around.
People
on,
thought for eight
stop.
Years Obama was going to declare a dictatorship, and he had a 500,000 brown shirts ready to go.
Hold on.
It's bullshit. Exactly.
We're
it's bullshit.
Doing that. We're doing
you didn't hear that one?
Stop. We're doing comedy. Joe, regale me with your top five of Trump's best jokes.
Oh, yeah.
Regale me with this man's great sense of humor.
I'm not booking him for a gig.
Other than grab him by the pussy. That's a bad one.
You just said he was joking. I'm saying.
That wasn't funny.
No.
I'm just saying, give me some of these jokes.
You can't be stupid enough that you actually believe that. That he was saying.
He supports Erdogan in Turkey. He support who is doing the same thing. Hunted out. There was
whatever
there was
he wants to do for Thanksgiving is his own business.
That was a good one.
He likes good foul humor.
You shut Davin down
on that one.
That's the play.
We'll get this going. Right.
He paid 1/8 for Stormy Daniels than Bill Clinton did with Paula Jones.
I'm not talking about
genius.
So he supports.
That's a man who can negotiate.
We support Erdogan. He supports Erdogan in Turkey, who got rid of the people that were investigating him. His Justice Department sounds familiar. The president of China just gave himself. Yes. A lifetime rule in China, which when they reworked the constitution.
Yeah,
I
see that coming.
They call that emperor.
But hold on. The president supported that. Was like, well, that's good. He's a great guy.
He's got one guy to work with.
There's a communist country too.
But Mom, what I'm saying is,
what happened to term limits?
Exactly.
He's the emperor now.
Exactly. He supports Putin, and Putin. We know what Putin does to his political.
But have you heard the saying, "Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer"?
There you go.
You know, I mean, he's a negotiator. He knows how to play the game.
And I ask you again, what has he successfully negotiated for this country? Give me one. Give me one thing
he's playing hardball with China, trying to relax. You got to understand.
He bombed Syria. That's kind of cool.
I said negotiate.
Twice.
I said negotiate. That's not negotiating.
Yeah, that's boring, man. You can't negotiate.
He just called him the great negotiator. This is why I get mad.
Yeah, because
he called him a great negotiator.
The way it works is you go and
it's like
when
the
you're 1980s, trying to negotiate
right?
something.
Just turn on TV.
You go out and go, we're going to cut. We want tariffs.
Remember the Reagan years?
And we want tariffs.
Come home from school, we just whack somebody.
What deal has he negotiated? Not what he's going to do. Not what you think he might. To what deal in his year and a half in office has the great negotiator negotiated on behalf of the country?
Okay, he's got everything. There's some things he's working on, but what has he done?
What?
But what has deal? He done? But in the year and a half, what has he done wrong? List me all
yeah,
the.
Yeah, in a year and a half.
To answer my question, and then answer my question.
He is setting up negotiations.
What has he negotiated successfully?
He hasn't yet, but what
okay.
he's do- but
That's
listen,
it.
But you don't know how it works. Basically, what
does it take longer for a negotiation or an investigation? What are we in a hurry for? Which takes longer? I get confused.
Of China, he
I think
went
130
to
grand for Stormy was very reasonable.
But that was before he's president of the United
but States. Bill Clinton paid a lot more, man, for girls, you know. He had the whole Paula Jones paid her out, you know. He's a good negotiator.
Keep going. I know you like, if I keep up with this, I'm going to
find
a nugget of comedy.
Part of negotiation
to break you
is
more
setting up terms to talk about. Basically, what he did to China is we're going to set up all these tariffs with China. And China said, well, we're going to set up tariffs with you. All right? And basically what they do is they test each other, and then they sit down and they work stuff out. Already, yesterday,
things are
China
in
cut the tariffs on autos coming into their country.
Which
was
big.
One of the things that that was due to the fact that they had this this going on.
Look that up, please.
Which thing?
Iran, too. Telling Iran, screw you, we're out of the nuclear deal.
I'm sorry.
But he has not. He has broken agreements like TPP.
To our benefit.
Did China loosen
too?
On autos coming into
the
country.
He sent troops to the border.
Did China?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, China is cutting deals with all the countries that we were doing deals with TPP with. We're not in that anymore. He said, I'm going to individually negotiate with all these countries. So again, I said...
Let's see. It's only a year and a half.
Holy
I mean, Joe's got a point on
it's
that.
It's more than a quarter. 25% of your job is fucking done. We don't know if he's going to get 8 years or not. We don't know if he's going to be impeached in two or three. So let's just say he's one term.
He's not pissed off to the impeachment.
Well, no, my point
you
is...
You got to commit a crime to be impeached.
My point is...
You can't
is,
impeach somebody because you're mad because the other person lost
stop,
the election.
You're getting lost in the wrong argument. Ugh, my point
Christ.
Is, he was elected to a four-year term. Provided he carries out that four-year term.
Yeah.
He does not get reelected because we don't know. He might not.
He will.
More than 25%... of the time on the job has done, and you can't tell me that the great negotiator has negotiated one great deal. That's what I'm saying.
But you also need help. Now, you got to understand something. The Democrats didn't want him in.
Tax
cuts. The Republicans
cuts,
didn't
cuts,
want him in.
Devin,
they get the tax cuts.
Tax cuts. You got the tax cuts.
Right, and well, that's not really a great. That wasn't a negotiation.
Yeah, the hell yeah, that was a negotiation. Shut down the government, dude. Come on, you asked for one, I gave you
no,
one.
That
I'm
wasn't
being
a negotiation.
It that was a 2 month long negotiation
not,
with Congress.
Not with the Democrats.
That even the Republicans got pissed off at him.
That's not a negotiation.
The government
that's
shut
party.
Down over the not just the wall. It was tax cuts as well. He got tax cuts through.
But,
and that took a lot of negotiating.
No, but that's what the Republicans want, and they're the party in control. It's
no,
not like,
he was having no, trouble with his own party.
Not, right, but that's it's not like the
same
Democrats.
Thing. Well, that's why he didn't get the
Holy
funding
shit.
For the wall.
Who got the majority of the tax cuts, though? Really? Who got them?
The majority of the tax cuts went to a lot of the working class.
Yeah,
okay.
My,
I saw it in my
I'm
paycheck, and a
money.
Lot of people
I'm
have seen
my,
it in their
I'm
paychecks.
Getting more money every month.
Also, companies gave raises. And it's also getting a better business climate. If it's a more business friendly climate, a lot of people will start to get to feel the effects of that.
But actually,
Obama was not a business friendly. When they asked Obama, and I heard this live, Obama when he said, "Well, what about all these countries that are going, leaving our country to do business overseas for the better tax rates?" Obama said, "Well, if they don't want to pay their fair share, they can go." I heard that. Okay,
and you know what? Yeah, pay your fucking fair share because there's so many loopholes. If you were really gonna do a negotiation and you wanted to cut the tax rate, and I'm not saying you couldn't cut the tax rate, but close the fucking loopholes. Close the loopholes so they have to pay the 21.
Loopholes. Have the tax codes loophole.
No, what I'm saying is if you really. Because it was run under tax reform. That's what we were sold.
Why do you think you had to negotiate? These guys are crooked. They don't want those loopholes closed. That's not Trump, though. That problem's been there for 70 years,
you're
Davin.
Talking against yourself. I'm talking about negotiation. This was run as tax reform. Trump said, "I'm going to do tax reform." These are all so stupid. So if you were going to do tax reform and not a tax cut, what he should have said is, you know what? I'm going to cut it down to 21%. I think that's what he brought it down to. I'm going to cut it down to 21% so we have a competitive tax rate. But since we're doing tax reform, I'm going to close these loopholes. So you have to pay the 21%. That is tax reform. That is a negotiation. That is not what we got. That's all I'm saying.
The Republican tax bill got worse. Now the top 1% gets 83% of the gains. In its last year, the bill raises taxes on more than 53% of Americans. So the thing is that President Trump is a diversion. It's actually the 1%.
But I've seen people are seeing that.
I'm not 1%.
They're getting some money.
I'm a middle class dude with four kids, and I'm getting more money.
For Nancy Pelosi to say it's just crime. That's how close the Democrat. Oh, it's just crime. Really, Trump's
corporation.
I didn't say only.
But it's on economies of scale. You're not a corporation. Of course, corporations spend millions. A regular person
The corporations
doesn't.
Are doing record stock buybacks. That's not going to the workers. They gave them the one-time $1,000 bonus, which, as you know, a bonus is not a raise.
Stock buybacks are actually a good thing.
It's good if you own stocks. Most people do not own stocks. I own
401k.
Stocks.
Most people who work have 401k.
No, most people don't.
No, most people have professional jobs, have 401k plans and retirement plans.
But he was supposed to run for the little guy, and the little guy doesn't have that fucking thing. My wife has a 401k, but you have a 401k. Most people don't. It's great. Listen, the market's doing great under him. It did great under Obama, too.
Mm-hmm. It's a bit slower. The economy was growing a bit slower.
But I'm talking about the market.
But I'll tell you, besides the politics and the hype and the emotion and all this other shit, the 2018 election is going to be about the economy.
Well, if it is, that's good for Trump.
Yeah.
If it's about the economy, it's good for Trump. And really, if I was Trump, but I'm not because I'm smarter, and that's right, I fucking said it. If I was Trump, I know for a fact I am. If I was
now
Trump.
Now his money he's made.
Yeah, give me $1 million fucking without having to pay it back. I'll show you how much money I can make. Anyway, if I was Trump, no, seriously.
He negotiated Trump, some of the biggest land development deals in Manhattan.
And went bankrupt five times.
And Manhattan, that was casino bullshit.
No,
to put
a bunch
his
of contractors.
Park his money
Yeah, but a
somewhere.
Lot of contractors.
That's not what I'm going to get at. Shut up. Let me fucking say my point so I can take a break. If I was Trump, I agree with you. Running, if he runs on the economy.
You know, he's going to win. Yeah.
And things stay as they are. He will do very well.
Exactly.
That is the smart play. If I was him,
yeah,
I wouldn't have my people answer anything about Russia. I would just say, it's under investigation. I know I did nothing wrong. I'm not going to
That's
answer.
Not his style. I know what you're saying, but that's not his style.
But if he was fucking smart, that's what he would do. Don't even entertain
He likes the
it.
Drama.
because he's a diversion, as Pip said. I would say, you know what? That's irrelevant. I did nothing wrong. They could say whatever they did. Whenever it wraps up, they can wrap up. I know I did nothing wrong. But let's talk about this economy. Nancy Pelosi says, Crumbs, real Americans are getting money in their paychecks.
Yeah.
For people who have 401ks, they know if they retire soon, they're going to have money to live on. But we're doing our unemployment is at record lows. That's what a fucking smart guy would do.
Right,
and
right,
the Democrats,
right.
What the Democrats, it would just be all fucking noise, whatever the Democrats do.
Yeah, it's going to be
that's the key.
Vote
well, that's
for
the
us because we're not
key.
Him.
That's the key.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, that's
yeah.
the key. That's the key.
Even in Trump's
where
re-election.
Where it just becomes where there's enough progress and, you know, that and a lot of policies working that the Democrats are just, you know. I'll tell you something.
They got no platform. Look what happened after the State of Union, that Kennedy kid who I had high hopes for. He delivered the same exact agenda that made Hillary lost.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
That's
exactly.
the agenda that got Trump elected. I'm like, what are you people doing?
Yeah, exactly.
You're missing 40% of the electorate.
Wait, what got Trump elected? Was it his agenda or the fact that Hillary, which you said earlier, ran a god-awful campaign?
That's what he's about to do. He ran no issues at all, forgot to speak to 40% of the country. And I'm listening to this kid talk, and I'm like, oh, my God, they're doing it again.
But
my God, they're doing it again.
Why did Trump win? Because of his platform or because Hillary was god-awful? Which is it?
Both.
I think it was both.
Trump is the only president in recent history who is getting lambasted by the media for keeping his campaign promises. Everybody knew what he was about.
Yeah, and nothing's a big surprise.
He was very clear about it.
No, well, he's keeping some. No, I'll give you.
All I know is that Hillary ran for a year and a half and forgot to talk to me.
He's keeping some of his campaign promises, but some of the big things, like the swamp and stuff like that, are all in his fucking cabinet.
It's a big swamp.
No, but yeah. I'm talking about they're working for him directly. They're in his cabinet. So that's a big thing.
It's right or wrong. Dad.
But what I'm telling you, if I was the Democrats, and I think they're starting to do with it, I would do is, when it's time to run against President Trump, not for the midterms. Midterms keep it local.
Yes.
But when it's time to run against President Trump, I would go, you were sold, drain the swamp.
Yeah.
President Trump was supposed to come in here and do that. Let's look at the cabinet. Let's look at how many investigations.
Okay, and you know what that is? That's back and forth banter. How about this?
How about
the Democrats do this time? I'll give you an idea. Put together a fucking platform other than I'm a woman, vote for me. That's not a platform.
I gave you a platform.
No, he didn't. He appointed people from the swamp. He's in the swamp. How about put together
a tax plan, a national defense plan.
Trump had all that shit.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. Whether you disagree or not.
What was his health care plan?
Get rid of the single payer system, which he did.
We don't have single payer. We never had single payer.
Obama did. Yes,
no,
you did.
No, Obama was
yes,
not single payer.
Yes, you did. Bullshit, no. We did.
Obama
he got rid
not
of that.
Single payer.
He still flaunted. That was one of the first things he signed.
Even
next.
Joe will agree.
What did he go for health care?
Joe will agree with
no.
it. He had no
health
care.
He got rid of the single payer mandate. That was one of the first things he did. Next. National defense. He's been screaming about a wall. He's been screaming about screw North Korea. And he's bombed Syria twice.
Which as a non-intervener, okay. Which was another
domestic policy. We got a tax cut.
All right. I'm going to take a break because you're not letting me respond. You're not letting me respond.
Okay, respond.
He ran and he killed W on it.
Yeah.
And he ran as like, we are not going to get involved in foreign countries anymore. Now, you might like it, might not like it. People are all different ways, but I'm not going to judge it. He ran on that, though, and then we're bombing Syria. So that's not interventionist. So then the other side would go, well, you have to do something because then he allowed Russia to take the lead.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And he said Obama led from behind.
Well, Dad,
so are we leading from behind?
No.
Are we intervening?
We're leading forward. We said to Syria, dude, if you use chemical weapons, we're going to fuck you up. He used them. We fucked him up.
No, we didn't fuck him up.
Yeah, we destroyed his facilities.
But we said that we're not going to sit. But
we dropped bombs on him. We
said
we're going to shit out of him.
We did take action and did not draw a line in the sand like Obama did and never did anything about it.
Exactly. The red line. That would be a red line. Bullshit. Whether you agree. And here's the problem in Syria. There are no good guys in Syria.
Oh, okay? It's a quagmire.
Oh, God.
Really. You're either dealing with Syrian fascist lunatics or fucking ISIS. There are no good guys in Korea, but still.
Right now, Russia's in Syria. Right now, Russia's in Syria.
Kids getting hit with chemical weapons, no. Obama drew a line. We had a line on the Bush, line on the Trump. Trump was the only one who did anything. But then again, back to my point. Whether you agree with it or not, Trump had a platform when he ran. Hillary ran on, I'm a woman.
I'm not worried about Hillary. Part of Trump's platform.
That's not a platform.
Part of Trump's platform, and then I really am going to take a break so we can have some fun. Part of Trump's platform, I'm authentic. I'm not like these other guys. I'm going to drain the swamp.
He ran on public safety. He ran on economy.
No.
He ran on national defense.
Wait, no. Authenticity? I mean, I heard it on this show.
Authenticity.
Whatever people thought that it was.
I don't know what that was. All I know, when he was talking to me, he was talking about things that mattered to me.
And you got to understand something. You heard from Obama where these are not who we are, and this, you know, and that's not who we are. And it is who we are. And you wanted to see, you know,
Wait, why isn't anybody answering my problem with all the fucking scandals he's got in his cabinet? Are we cool with all that shit now?
He's neck deep in the swamp, and that's a problem.
Are we cool with that?
But wait a minute. He's neck deep in the swamp, and it's like the swamp of his choosing around him.
I think he's trying to do the best with the tools he's got.
No, he hired them.
He pulled people
I'm not
out
talking about the swamp in Senate and Congress that he had nothing to do with. I'm talking about the people
his
he's...
His cabinet? Let's not pretend he's the first person to change spots.
Holy shit. So now it's okay because the other guys suck.
No. I'm just saying it's a lot harder than you think it is.
Yeah, it's a condition.
You get somebody in a job like that, and it's like, okay.
You know what? I've seen this with you. Yes. I've seen this with you, and then really I'm going to fucking take a break. You hire somebody.
Yes.
That's making you look bad.
Yeah.
That's not doing a good job.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Fire.
Thank you. We're going to take a break now.
And he's
done that. I'm taking a break.
He's done that. Yes.
I still say bring back the mooch. Italian Lives Matter.
I like the mooch.
I love the mooch.
I like
love
the mooch.
I love the mooch. Yeah, the mooch is a man, baby.
Mooch was fun. Mooch, not so much. Mooch needs to see an eclipse at Fort Knox with his fucking trophy.
Mooch kiss. There's a statue of him somewhere in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn, I swear to you.
All right. Let's play some Name That Orgasm. Because thanks, Russ. You've made this fucking show heavy. The light part was Nazi Squirrel. I want you to think about that. Nazi Squirrel was the light part.
This is what you did.
You got to get back to the Bahamas. You were a lot lighter the last time I came back on. You were tan. You were happy.
He actually was.
He's angry. Something happened this week.
I'm not angry.
Yeah, you are.
I'm angry at stupidity and intellectual inconsistency.
Dude, I'm telling you, you have gotten angry. Holy shit. This isn't sarcastic wise-ass.
No. Well, you know what? Yeah, wow. I am angry. I'm angry that we're stupid, and I'm angry that we're not intellectually consistent.
You used to make fun of people for being stupid. Now you're pissed off about it.
You want to know something? Because making fun doesn't work. You want to know something? At my comedy shows.
The real world don't work that way.
Don't work what way?
Not everybody looks at everything the way you do. People...
That's fine. Look at it better.
Look at it better than me.
There's so much improvement from me. Joe will agree with that.
But most people are right here. At least you see here.
And they suck. Right, and I'm tired of them on both sides.
What the fuck happened this week?
No. But I do understand that part. It's like you're making a visual like they're looking tunnel vision instead of seeing the wider vision.
Devin
and it's
sees,
like.
He likes to wait. Like, why is they?
And he
why
wants
are they doing
other
that?
People
why
to look at the big picture.
Yes, but usually,
just like you showed visually with your hands.
Something happened because
I've had enough.
He is pissed off.
You know what you're right.
I think Trump getting elected sets him over the
Trump
edge.
No, Trump getting elected had nothing to do with it. if he was a good president, and when he does good shit those few times, I give him credit.
Are times really that bad?
Yeah. Well, there's a future to worry about.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm worried
right now. So far, is times really that bad?
I'm not a minority worried about people coming to take me away. I'm not being separated from my family.
What do you mean by that came here illegally?
No. Well, we used to let people come in for a... It's not refugees. What is it when they're coming here for a political asylum? We used to allow people to come here for political asylum. That was kind of a thing we do. Now we separate them from their kids at the border. That's not fucking America. As Obama would say, that's not who we are.
You know what? They did it at Ellis Island.
They didn't separate families.
Yeah, they sure did.
They didn't separate kids.
They did it with my people.
They separated families and what do you mean? And brought people where?
All right, talk on microphone. Oh, you know what? All right, so if they did, not fucking good. So if that's who we are, that's what I'm saying. We've let people down. We should be doing better. Because if we did do that, and you're probably right, it was fucking wrong then, and it's fucking wrong now. And if I was alive then, and I had a radio show then, and Al Gore invented the internet then, I would say the same thing. It's wrong. I don't give a shit about party. You know, and when it was the Democrats being racist douches, I would call them
racist. So why define being racist douches?
You know, we've been over this.
They really don't want to take a break. Neither of them ever.
I thought we were wearing them down, Russ.
You're not wearing them.
We should have taken a break.
No, there's just no point. Because listen, you got your pom-poms on for most things. I didn't say all things. Because once in a while,
you're part of you. I'm part of the racist douchists.
No, I didn't say you're a racist douche.
No, Joe. No, he made up a new political party. Funny. The racist douches.
Probably do very well. Get at least 30% of the vote.
That's the sad thing in this country.
Yes,
that's the sad thing about this friggin' country. Really.
And that's why I'm angry.
That you cannot dispute.
You ask me why I'm angry. Because I'm tired of
any
stupid,
fucking Looney Tune
assholes shaping our future on whether fucking side, whether it be the... Hey, I was arguing the right side of the thing with the...
I know, dude, you missed that. It was awesome. Yeah, two leftist centers arguing pro-gun stuff with an NRA member. It was the coolest thing ever.
Here's why.
It was the coolest thing ever.
Because Pip and I, and this is why Pip and I...
You think!
And we're intellectually consistent.
You think!
Yes!
Yes, it's called thought.
And I'm tired of being surrounded by people that don't. I'm not saying you guys.
I think you've become so angry because I think you had too much hope in humanity to begin with.
Well, I'm at that age now where it's waning, Russ.
People are dumb. People are stupid and you can't fix it.
But I try.
And we need that. Yes, we need the Devin Rosenblatts of the world. Yes.
But yeah, I'm fucking tired of it.
I see that.
And you know what? And the Stormy Daniels thing, I'll be honest, I don't give a shit. If he's
honestly
a philanderer, I'm only giving
we
shit.
We knew that coming. A billionaire had sex
we
with
knew
a...
that coming.
Yeah, okay. You, Hefner, would
hold
be
on.
Like, oh, really?
Hold on. I don't give a shit if he's a philanderer. I didn't give a shit that Bill Clinton was a philanderer.
Yeah.
What I'm disappointed in my right-leaning friends is that if he broke campaign finance laws, that they're cool with it. Because we used to be a country of laws. That's why I get pissed off. I don't give a shit about the stupid stuff.
That'll be what's his name? The council already said Trump's not a person of interest in that whole thing.
No, but we're finding out. We're finding out shit.
Fresh.
Here's the thing, though. And you brought up a good point. A presidency or an investigation, what takes longer. But right now, I got to say, we said it before the show, the media is not looking too good because it's coming to the point where your average person absorbing all this shit dumped into their brain. Exactly. One, it's become exhausting.
Yeah, but Russ, let's be honest about that. The average person doesn't vote. The average person does not vote in
this
country.
You'd be surprised.
30% of our population votes.
Correct.
So the average
35, yeah.
So
30,
the average
35.
Person does not vote. That's why I get so upset. That's why I get people who bitch about shit and they don't vote.
Yeah, correct. It's messaging.
I fucking voted for my school budget. I voted at the small shit. Now, I wish I was better informed. No, I don't know what the shit I'm voting for until I look at the shit.
Yeah, honestly. It's messaging. I'm telling you, it's out there. And it's getting to the point where people are saying, and it's reckless. It is reckless because stupid people are listening. Impeachment! Well, you can't impeach somebody without a crime.
Absolutely.
But it also...
Investigation! Well, what's the cause of the investigation? What crime do you think he can... Not colluding with Russian trolls.
No, no, that's what they're investigating. And what? Now it's obstruction of justice.
What?
Now Devin, it's like, which is a crime.
I think... I hope before the midterm election, just to make it fair, this shit's wrapped up. Because
be nice.
It's just
I
too...
I think everybody wants to wrap
up. I hate to use the word witch hunt, but after a while, usually when...
It ain't a witch when you find witches.
Listen...
When you get guilty pleas, you found witches.
When the main source, the catalyst behind the whole thing, and you can appreciate this, was a partisan document...
No, actually, that's not true. It was an Australian
ambassador. It was a British spy.
No.
That put together a dossier.
No.
Come on,
no,
dirty right there.
No.
Any judge should have said, "Get the fuck out of my courtroom."
It was George Papadopoulos who at one time.
Get the fuck out of my courtroom.
It was George Papadopoulos who at one time.
And if it was done to Obama, I would say the same thing.
Do you want the facts or do you want a talking point?
I follow this. All right.
It was George Papadopoulos who at the time Trump named as a foreign advisor. Well, I know you do, but
okay, go,
was
go,
named
go.
As a foreign. Trump named him as a foreign policy advisor on his campaign.
Yes.
Trump did him. Nobody made him do that.
Yes.
Started spouting off to an Australian ambassador about the ties to Russia.
What ties?
That they were meeting with Russians.
About what?
I don't recall what.
Exactly.
No, that's about
but
what?
No, but
that's the problem.
No, as I told you before the show. During the election, before this, the FBI warned both parties.
Yes, I know that.
But Joe wasn't here.
Okay.
The FBI warned the Hillary campaign and the Trump campaign. Listen, we know the Russians are trying to interfere with our election.
Yeah.
We know this. If something suspicious happens. If you're contacted by a Russian, notify us. Told it to both parties. One, well, when they don't notify, and you got a member of the campaign spouting off, we're meeting with Russians, it's going to spout.
About what? That's the problem. About what?
If Hillary was meeting with Russians, would
listen,
you
we have had she presidents was. In our country that have taken campaign contributions from China,
and we shouldn't.
But it's not illegal.
Yeah, I think it is.
No, it's not.
I think foreign money.
No, it's not.
I think foreign money's illegal.
No, it's not.
I think it is.
No, it's not.
All right, Pip. All right, we're going to go to break, and then we'll get the answer back. I've had enough. We'll get the answer on that. All right, when we come back, name that orgasm. On the break.
Wow, we're on break.
Tony T featuring Infinity DJs with something I can't do because I'm here, but I'd like to, Running Home. Tony T featuring Infinity